Hello there. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca. You're listening to Flat Baroque, highbrow radio by lowbrow folks. And yes, a lot of us are putting together some fun opera and symphony performances while learning the ropes along the way about these wonderful genres. We hope you enjoy the pieces that we're presenting. And if you'd like to come and help us do this, reach out and sign up to volunteer, because we would love to have your input. Today we're going to be listening to the opera Thais, which is a comedy lyrique in three acts and seven tableaux, composed by Jules Massenet way back in 1893, and it was first performed at the Opera Garnier in Paris in 1894, and it's based on the Anatole France novel Thais. And we are going to be listening to all three acts. There are a number of characters. There's Thais, a courtesan, Athenaël, a Cenobite monk, Nicias, who's a nobleman, Crobile, who's a servant of Nicias, Myrtael, who's a servant of Nicias as well, Palamon, leader of the Cenobites. There's also Albine, who is an abbess, and a nameless servant. And there are various other characters, Cenobites, nuns, citizens of Alexandria, and Nicias' friends. This opera is actually depicted in Egypt under the rule of the Roman Empire. And there, a Cenobite monk, Athenaël, attempts to convert Thais, who is an Alexandrian courtesan and an apparent devotee to the Roman god Venus. And Athenaël wants to convert Thais to Christianity, but discovers a little on the late side that his obsession with her is rooted rather in lust. While the courtesan's true purity of heart is revealed, so is this religious man's baser nature. So the work is often described as bearing a sort of religious eroticism. We're going to start things off with Act 1, and we will find ourselves in the Tebaid Desert in Egypt in the 4th century Common Era. And at a Cenobite settlement, Athenaël, a monk, again, returns from Alexandria with news that this city is in a state of absolute sin, and the people are besotted by Thais, who is a courtesan and actress, whose performances are causing quite the sensation. Athenaël admits to his fellow monks that once in his youth he fell under her spell, but now he considers her behavior rather an affront to God and is determined to convert her to a Christian life. Palamon reminds him that it is against his vows to interfere with the secular world, but after dreaming of Thais, Athenaël defiantly returns to Alexandria to save her soul. And now we're going to jump into the first act and the first scene of Thais, as performed by the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir and the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, directed by Sir Andrew Davis. This is Act 1, Scene 1, and we're starting with Prelude.
I'm David Suzuki. Catch the bus. Just one bus means 40 fewer vehicles on the road and 9 tons of pollution out of the air. Not bad for a couple of bucks. The future is in your hands.
Get around smarter at davidsuzuki.org.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
And welcome back to Flat Baroque, highbrow radio by lowbrow folks. We're now going to jump into scene 2 of Act 1. In this scene, Atanael goes to the house of his old school buddy, Nikias, now a leading Alexandrian of a fair amount of extreme wealth. Nikias, but however, is quite skeptical of Atanael's chances in actually converting Tyus to Christianity, but offers to introduce him to her all the same. Tyus is, after all, his current lover, a service he purchased at a great price, but which now he can't actually afford to renew. That night, at a farewell party, a very public confrontation occurs between Atanael and Tyus. Tyus rejects Atanael's impertinent demands that she change her way of life and warns him against suppressing his own human nature. But he vows to continue his vigilant campaign to save her soul. And she dares him to do so, and in the meantime submits him to a rather humiliating ceremony in the name of Venus. So here we are. This is now Act 1, Scene 2 of Tyus.
Mon Dieu, Ha ha ha! and welcome back to Flat Baroque, highbrow radio by lowbrow folks. We're now entering Act 2. And in this act, scene 1, we're going to find Tyus alone in her bedroom, who's very wearily considering the worthlessness of her life and seeking assurance from her mirror and from her goddess Venus that her beauty will in fact be eternal. Atanael visits her rather unannounced. Her routine seduction has, however, no apparent effect on him, but when he claims that the love he offers her will bring eternity, it resonates with her. The voice of Nikias outside reminds her of the nature of her current life as a courtesan and actress. She sends Atanael to dismiss Nikias, but, left alone, she collapses in perplexity and fear. Let's now enter Scene 1 of Act 2 of Tyus.
Yeah. Por cuanto haya, llego brillo. Wow.